I am now going to chant verse 7 of this Ganesha Sahasranaman from Ganesha Purana. Lambodaro dhumravarno vikato vignanayakah sumukho durmukho buddho vignarajo gajananah. Om. So here also there are 9 names. The first name is Lambodaraha. Wherever I will say commentary, that means this Bhaskar Raya's commentary. So I am going to chant the commentorial verse of Bhaskar Raya on this word Lambodaraha. ब्रह्मांडालंबनं यस्य कुक्षिर्लंबोदरस्तु सह. वन हूज स्टोमैक इज द शेल्टर ऑफ द एंटायर यूनिवर्स. तो दैट इज व्हाई ही इज कॉल्ड लंबोदर, दैट इज द मोस्ट वाइड मोस्ट वॉल्यूमिनस स्टोमैक. And the next one is Dhumravarnaha. So Dhumravarnaha, the commentator says, Vayur Bijang Dhumravarnang Tadrupatvat Asavapi. The seed of the wind, the seed of the wind is of Dhumravarna. It is of a grey color. So that is why he also is named as Dhumravarna, because he is one with the wind also. Tadrupatvat asau api. The third name is in this verse Vikataha. Kate Varsha Varanayoho Iti Dhatoho अनावृतः विभुत्वाद् विकटः प्रोक्तः सयस्य विगतः कटः. The commentator explains this word विकटः, and he brings in the root meaning of kata as shower and cover. Kate Varsha Varanayoho, that is the root. And here it is Vikataha. So because he is Vibhu, because he is omnipresent, because Ganesha is omnipresent, so he has no fragmentations, no cuttings, no parts. He is holistic. So that is why विभुत्वाद् विकटः प्रोक्तः स यस्य विगतः कटः. कटः मीन्स पार्ट्स, कटिंग्स. देयर आर नो कटिंग्स इन हिज पर्सनालिटी. ही इज ऑल होलिस्टिक. ही इज वन एंड ओनली वन, नो फ्रैगमेंट्स. एंड देन कम्स विघ्ननायकः. विघ्नान् नयत्य भक्तौघान् विघ्नानामधिपोथवा यद्वा विहन्ति नयति प्राणिनो विघ्ननायकः. सो ही ब्रिंग्स द ऑब्स्टेकल्स टू दोज हु आर नॉट डिवोटीज. और द नेम ऑल्सो स्टैंड्स फॉर, और ही इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल ऑब्स्टेकल्स. और He destroys and brings or carries people. So he is Vigna Nayakah. Vigna Nayakah. Then comes the fifth word in this verse, Sumukhah. Arambhah Shobhanah Yena Yasya Shobhanamananam. saeva sumukha tasmai sumukhaya namo namaha. Commentator offers his salutation to Ganesha, saying that just by remembering him at the appropriate time, all beginnings, all initiatives become auspicious. Or whose face is so beautiful, shobhanam ananam. To that Ganesha salutation. And then comes Durmukha. So this is explained by the learned commentator as Dusparshangva Sudurdarsham Agne Suryasya Vamukham Tadrupatvat Abhakteshu Tathatvat Cha Esha Durmukha. So Ganesha is named Durmukha because just as the flames of fire or the rays of scorching sun are very difficult to look at, so Ganesha is so difficult to look at by those people who are not his devotees. So he is known as Durmukha. Then comes the word Buddha. And here commentator says, Nitya Buddha Swarupatvat Avidya Vrittinashanaha Yadva Jinavataratvat Buddha Ityabhidhiyate. Buddha means because he is always enlightened, he is eternal, and his very form is enlightened or enlightenment, and he destroys all ignorance of his devotees, avidya vritti nashanaha. So he is named as Buddha. The commentator also brings about the fact that this name Buddha also refers to the same Buddha who was incarnated, who was one of the incarnations of Narayana. So that Buddha who preached compassion. So jinavataratvad Buddha ityavidhiyate. So it refers to that Buddha also. So, or that Buddha was an embodiment of Ganesha. So he is also named as Buddha. Then comes Vighnarajah. Vighnair virajate tesham raja vighnastu vighnakah bhaktadhinasya raja cha vighnarajastato matah. The word vighna or nighna also means subordinate or devotee. So Ganesha lives among his devotees and he is the lord of his devotees. And he is also subordinate to his devotees. Bhaktadhinasya. He lives among them and he treats himself as their subordinate sometimes. When whatever they want, he has to fulfill their desires. And at the same time, he is their lord also. Rajacha. So that is why he is named Vighnarajah. And then comes Gajananah. Ana pranana ityasmad dhatur nichitatulyuti gajananayati ityarthe sadhuresha gajananah. Gajanana does not only mean with the face of the elephant, but it also means one who brings elephants to life. That is Gajanana. So that is why this Gajavaktra and Gajanana, these two names, he is trying to reconcile that they mean something different. And even if they mean just the same thing, it is not to be questioned. So that way, verse number 7 is explained fully.